You want me to say?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so hello everyone. Welcome to...
Ooh.
That means it's good. Like, later, like, let's do a podcast
about craft beer. It actually is my fave. This is a podcast about craft beer.
No, I mean, it's just a podcast about beer. We don't need to be snobby about it.
It's macro and micro.
Yeah.
I haven't been to work hungover in a while. It's too much.
I went to work hungover, like, probably this week. I'm a big fan of, like, five and under beer.
Same.
None of them Imperials.
No. I cannot do Imperial.
Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, Coors.
What is up with White Claw? Can you just put vodka and LaCroix and call it a day? Back in the day when I was in college, we would get Kronk on the Bartles and James, which is a malt liquor.
Yeah, so I don't need, like, a brewery executive telling me that I'm going to taste yeast haze, because I'm not.
No.
And I wasn't before.
It's all bias.
It's all
bullshit. If something's hazy, you're like, oh, it's going to taste like this.
Miller Lite's lawnmower beer.
Why do I keep hearing that?
It just means something you can drink a bunch.
Easily while you're drink along.
Yeah, you can, and you could still operate heavy machinery.
That's terrible. So, what is this? Can you
This is
explain?
A blueberry cider that I made, and I dry hopped it. The thing about home brewing is requires a lot of patience because it's a long process. Stop drinking, you crazy bitch.
She's like, we have to drink all these
No dead
bottles.
Soldiers.
It's tasters.
Should we pound this cider?
Should we do a chug?
Should we do a Chico State?
Shout out to Beer Thug Laugh. Okay, beer Chug Laugh.
Oh, delicious. That means she likes it.